May 22nd meeting, and if we could, we'd have our chaplain, Snodgrass, fire department chaplain, for our invocation, please.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day that you have given us, Lord. We give you thanks for we live in a country that we have the right and the privilege to be able to assemble like this, Lord, to bring our concerns that we may have to the Board of Trustees, God. Lord, we just pray that you will enlighten them, Father, that decisions they make will benefit all of us that live in this community, Father. God, we ask you to a special blessing, Father, on the firefighters, paramedics, police officers, God, that go about their duty daily to protect us. Lord, we ask you to be with the workers of the road department, God. We know the hazards they have being out on the highways and the streets, Lord. So we just ask for the hedge of protection around them, Father. God, we ask you to be with our servicemen and women, Lord, who are serving both here at home and abroad, that gives us the right and the privilege, Lord, to be able to meet and gather like this. So, Father, we'll give you the praise, give you the glory for all these things that we ask, trusting and believing, Father, that you will grant them to us. In that we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please? Roll call.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to have a resolution to approve the minutes for the October the 5th regular minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Is there an issue? Anything that I'm missing?
Is there something
you have the right to do whatever I want?
No, I'm just wondering if there was a problem that I didn't catch or something you saw that made it say no or something said that wasn't said. I mean, is there something that we need to know as a board collectively?
See a mistake?
I said no.
No mistakes. I didn't see any. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. New business, Mr. Fleshman, could you...
Sure. Resolution 17310, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll, approves bills in the amount of $211,569.75 and payroll in the amount of $128,614.54 from check number 44407 to check number 44485.
Do I have a second?
One second, please.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Okay. We only have, I know you were asking about the resolution, we only have one. Resolution tonight, it's resolution 17-309. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the acceptance of the January 1st, 2018 official certification of estimated resources. Now, what that means is we have to mid-year every year turn in a total estimation of what the budget is going to look like. We send in a sample to the county and the county comes back with some revisions and that type of thing, and that is something that's required each and every year. So if anyone wants a copy of this, we can get them a copy. That's the resolution number there. I don't think you have it on your tonight.
Can I get a second?
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's okay.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, before we move on a little bit, anyone that has any resident that has anything or any complaint, we do have a sign-in sheet if you want to speak or have anything to say, and we'll get to that a little bit later there. So I just wanted to remind everyone of that. So I guess we'll go to the road department now. Jim Stevens, you're up first, I guess.
Look at the drawing,
guys. Actually, I didn't have anything for the agenda for this evening, and then kind of got to thinking about this afterwards, and I'd like to bring to the board's attention. Speaking about the triangle area in between Brown Road and Harrisburg Pike, we've had a lot of complaints. I know I've had plenty of them. Chief Smith's had quite a few complaints from residents. I know as has the trustees on speeding issues. And down in that area, I spoke intensively with Chief Smith and kind of came up with an idea that I'd like to go in front of the board and ask the board.
This would be something, it's kind of...
Probably going to have some people that aren't going to like it, but a lot of the residents in the area that probably are going to like it. It would be in the addition of adding quite a few stop signs to the crossroads. Right now, the way the majority of all the stop signs read are on the crossroads only, coming onto the main roadways. Chief Smith and I talked about it, and yes, we'll just kind of go down road by road. Little Avenue, if you're heading south towards from Harrisburg Pike down to Brown Road, Little Avenue, we would be adding stop signs at Forest Drive and Shady Lane.
So it's a four-way stop.
So it ended up being four-way stops.
So that way it's...
Other than down at Shady Lane, I mean, it just only crosses off on the one side heading north. So what you're going to be doing, you're going to actually be breaking the speed regardless.
Sure. So there's not like a straight through like the motorcycles fly
right
through?
Right now we have a lot of people leaving directly from Harrisburg Pike or Brown Road, heading either way, either east or west. And there's nothing there to break their speed. And
we can't do speed bumps.
Contest to this. Yeah, you can't do speed bumps. This is just one way that we could possibly interrupt all the speeding that we're having in those areas. Got a lot of children out playing on the road. You know, I've seen a couple different times in the morning when kids are getting picked up and even in the afternoon getting home. People just don't pay attention. And you know, I think by putting speed or stop signs down in these areas on each crossroads, it would definitely help. It would curb some of the speeding issues that we have. It's just an idea that I wanted to bring to the board's attention to kind of get your thoughts on. I have the stop signs. I can put them up. This would definitely have to be something that would have to be posted for the 30 days because it is impeding.
30 days posted before they go up?
Before
or 30
they go
days?
Up? No, they have to be, it has to be posted 30 days prior to being
How is
installed.
It posted?
In three
stop
different
signs
places.
Going here or what?
In three different places we have to post it. Anytime we put signs up that is going to impede traffic one way or the other, we have to post it in three different places. We usually post it, you know, in the area where it's going to be done. You can post one here, restaurant,
okay,
gas station, or whatever.
Just well, as you got Roland and Bellmead. You don't have anything. Well, how about just a three-way stop there?
On Bellmead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of took Kevin off. I don't know why I took Kevin off, but yeah, that...
It wouldn't be a four-way.
It would be a three-way, just like it is on Little Avenue at Shady Lane.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, anything to help keep this from being just open highways practically going up and down through that neighborhood.
So what would you need from the board from this point?
If the board is in agreement with it, we just pass a resolution. If you guys would like to move forward, maybe you need to ask some of your residents that are here and that live in that area
right.
What their thought is. I'm sure that...
Here's my thought, my immediate thought without taking this thing over and getting a little input from the residents. There's no question that Little Avenue, that long stretch of road through there, needs slowed down.
Oh, absolutely.
And Hopkins Avenue.
Can't really do a whole lot with Hopkins. Can't really do a whole lot with
no,
Hopkins.
Not really, but you do have two cross or partials there.
Hopkins Avenue is actually, is the county roadway maintained by the township, so that we can't do anything.
Hopkins is a county road, yeah.
Correct. We maintain it, we pile the snow on it, but it's actually, they own that roadway.
Well, it needs slowed down there, but I don't know how to, you know, on Hopkins without a doubt.
You know, Hopkins would be one of these things, I mean, it is actually made to be a thoroughfare.
Yeah, I know, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, whether or not the county would even be interested in doing anything on Hopkins. But the other roads going down Federal Little Avenue, Bellmead, Lennon, Laurel, Rosemont, they got the same situation that Hopkins has. And you've got more kids playing out on those edge of those roadways than you do on Hopkins. It was just an idea. Chief Smith and I, we've talked about this. I know each and every one of you have probably gotten complaints about this in the past. I know in my 10 years now.
It's the only thing we can do to slow it down. The residents, that's the number one thing I hear from them when I'm out is, can we, and as I explained to them, we can't radar everywhere at the same time.
I mean, some people may look at it as an inconvenience because of having to stop.
I don't think the residents will. I think the residents, from what I'm hearing.
Residents are going to like it, I think, I hope.
Well, from what I have heard from the residents up and down through there, I'm sure they would welcome this for that very reason, because they're, you know, they don't mind stopping at a stop sign if it's going to create the, because kids play close to the road and you got someone going by at 45, 50, 55 mile an hour, that reduces the chance of them being able to get stopped in time.
You know, it'd be one of those situations too, where Chief Smith would probably have to ramp up somebody in that area for the time being after they're installed.
Sure.
And
kind
of keep in mind.
Absolutely.
Maybe even himself.
Well, I would like to make a...
Well, let's think about it just a moment here. I'd like to get a little input from, you know, the chief and...
Okay.
And a little, maybe a little input from the residents.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stop by, you know, and you know, talk to a few residents, and you know, some of the major residents on, you know, whatever.
I mainly just wanted to get it in front of the board.
And I thank you for that. You know, Laurel is a fairly short street there. Rosemont, between Brown and Harrisburg Avenue is a short street.
You know, those
would be three ways there too, wouldn't they? Because they bump up into the cemetery.
Road, no.
Any street that's a through street or speeding on, because we've got
they're all
cut from Brown Road to Harrisburg Pike.
Yeah. You know, I've heard
short or long street.
I've heard from residents on each and every one of these streets as people cut through. Correct. You know, the people that are actually heading south on Harrisburg Pike, first road are going to come to is Rosemont, get Brown. Same thing.
Well, I know Bellmead is pretty heavily traveled as well. Yeah.
They're all.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead, sir.
I live on Jackson Road, so I'm one of the ones that lives in the triangle. My question would be, have you ever thought about putting speed bumps in there? Because if you live on Jackson Road, go over there and look at the tar marks. So it's a speedway, and we have people that are using it for their race cars to go down Jackson Road all the time.
We have actually brought that up to the county engineers, who are kind of like our mom, per se, and they will not permit us to put speed bumps on the roadways. A lot of it has to do, and I know you see them in other areas, but what we're being told would be like, if you guys are transporting somebody's maybe trying to start an IV on somebody to go over a speed bump, what happens? And that's exactly how it was told to us.
Liability issue with the county, apparently, in that gym.
They just pretty much, they said, new speed bumps.
Yeah, because Rosemont and Jackson Road, from Harrisburg Pike to Brown Road, there's no side streets. It's a straight through.
Yeah. Just an idea. People crossing.
Well, I think it's a great idea, too. Could we do a little more conversation on this and maybe move on it, maybe the next meeting or something?
I'm fine with that. It doesn't have to be tonight. I just figured if we were in agreement, we could do it. But if you need more time, obviously,
well, I think it's a matter of a little more time to let the residents kind of digest thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And maybe have a little conversation with them.
Okay.
Which I'd be willing, along with Jim. I guess you can ask where you're out as well. Maybe we could team up.
We'll just put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
For the next meeting. Would that be okay, Chief?
Works for me.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
That's all I've got.
Is that all you have? I think Joel might have a question there for you. He lives on Klein Road there.
I already told him the status of where we're at.
So you guys are good then?
Yep.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, Chief Welch.
The only thing I have is I ran across an opportunity. I wanted to run it by the board. Wade Thorson stopped in the other day to the firehouse and wanted to use the biodiesel tank up there on Phillip High Road in the township.
He owns what? No, I'm sorry, sir.
The biodiesel big fuel tank farm.
Yes.
He owns Wilson, that.
Or Fisher and...
on Philippi.
Philippi, yeah.
And he asked us why we're not buying diesel from him. So, well, that's a good point. I don't know. And he's saying that he will come in and drop in tanks for free, double-walled tanks that are certified, that have warning systems on them and these cell alerts when they get low. He'll drop those off, the pump off, and barricades if we start buying biodiesel fuel from him. Ran some numbers. We use about 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel, and this would just be diesel, not gasoline. 2,000 gallons a month between the road crew and the fire department. I don't know if it's feasible for down here, just because there's no space. The parking lots are full as they are, but up at my station, I'd like to start off with putting a tank in there. The fuel savings, we don't pay federal tax on fuel right now because we're a government entity. We still pay the state taxes. I ran his prices today versus the UDF prices when I drove by, and they're pretty much well the same. He originally said it was going to be at least a 20 cent per gallon savings, and I'm not going to stand up here and say we're going to get a discount. But having our own fuel tank on site is a plus for the fire department, and just, if we get a hurricane or a natural disaster, a tornado come through, we at least have our own fuel.
He's also a township business.
It's a township business, and I told him the board's very township friendly towards businesses, and we like to support them as much as possible. And so I wanted to run it by you guys. I think it's going to be a savings, maybe a couple $100 a month to zero, somewhere in between. I'd still like to keep our regular fuel cards just in case, especially for down here, just for a backup. But at least we'd have bulk fuel on site.
Right.
And I think with Jim...
Well, I think certainly would... Does our present vendors come out and fuel the trucks, or do we have to take them to them?
We usually go to a gas station somewhere.
Well, that alone would be a saving.
Well,
right.
That, and also sometimes if you're running 18 runs a day in a medic, and then, you can just pull up there and fill up right there versus trying to get to where you go to get the diesel.
Yeah.
So that saves time right there.
Right.
Used to have fuel tanks there, and then they quit. And I brought this up here several years ago, and for some reason they didn't want it again. I don't remember. Did Jackson Township have any problems with theirs? I know Jackson Township has.
Jackson has Station 203 and 202.
Right.
They have tanks. Right.
And they don't have any problems with it, do they? No.
They've had them my whole career.
Probably forever, yeah.
My research into that from when they had them before was the fact that they had gas and diesel.
Yeah.
And something about the liability with the gas.
Yeah.
Where this way we don't have gas, we only have it. And I think it was because we had the gas tanks before. It was one of the reasons because of the...
Do you know the first tanks out here, Jim? Or?
No, there is no tanks. And I know Chief Walsh and I, we walked around. We found a spot that we could possibly put one here. And it would be... We're just cramped on space here. We only actually have about one place that would be feasible to put one.
How had their travels back and forth out that way to other parts of the township? You could probably utilize that you know, his tank or his fueling up there, couldn't you?
Sure. How the pricing goes is he would put us into Columbus pricing. He sells his diesel to the city of Columbus fire stations. And there's some formula they come up with. They set the price on Monday, and that's what it is all week.
Right. Yeah, I think that's typically what all gas at for some reason. It's always been that way.
What would be the possibility, Jimmy, to put a bigger tank in at 92s instead of the 1,000-gallon tank if we were all just going to utilize one?
I would say to stick with 1,000 because, you know, the fire trucks down here, I really don't want them driving all the way up there to get fuel.
Right.
Keep them down here. But the only downfall is he'll have to come out and fuel it maybe once every 3 weeks opposed to once every four.
I mean, I'm sure we could probably still get in the area where we were talking about possibly putting one.
Yeah,
that's
down
the only
here.
Place we can. It's on the back side of the building.
If we ever get expanded back, right now it's too close to the property line. It has to be within 15 feet.
15 feet and 10 feet. 15 feet off the property line, 10 foot from the building.
Yeah, so.
I know there's different type of diesel fuel, like, you know, that you can buy at different places. Do we use a certain blend of diesel? I mean, is it?
We just use UDF, or I think all the diesel actually, it all comes through one pipeline, and they blend it
much.
Because I know they sell some as a cleaner version that you can buy, and
I think it all meets that standard, the sulfur standard.
Yeah,
there's a federal standard that all has to meet, and I think the state has something in place as well, but I know it's a federal standard.
What cost we would have as a township? We'd have to pay an electrician to wire it up. And you know, put the emergency stops in, and get it wired so the pump works. I don't know how much that would cost. I can contact a vendor, but I can
shouldn't be that bad.
Less than $500, I imagine. I'm not sure. But,
have to have emergency shutoff switches.
Just to have this fuel on hand. You know, if all the power goes out for a couple of days around here, at least we have the capabilities in the tank.
Does he bear? Did you ask him if he bear the cost of the wiring and so forth to get the...
He asked me to take care of the electric.
Okay.
You know, he's putting a good $1,200 in a pump.
Okay, gotcha.
And I haven't priced out that tank. I imagine that tank's a couple grand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if we gave you a resolution and we said not to exceed $600 for wiring, do you think that that would be sufficient if we was to get this rolling?
What do you think, Jim?
Be close.
So let's...
We
could say 1,000. Would that would come from your budget, or would that come from the
general
fund? Okay. So, Chairman, would you want to make a motion?
I'd be in favor. Because
see how it goes up there, and then if we get room down here, we can put one in.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, my feeling is with the amount of time and travel that we're now doing, just the fuel or engines and everything, I think you'd get that $500-$600 back in a hurry, really, in my opinion. You know?
Yeah, I think when you're buying it like in bulk on your own, exactly, you're taking a gamble on what the actual open market's going to do.
Right.
You know, if you buy it low on Monday and everything goes up, you won. And if you buy it high and it goes down, then
exactly,
you lost that week.
I think the only thing we would have to make sure, Jim, is to make sure that we are okay legally to put a tank in over there.
I've contacted the State Fire Marshal's office, and of course, this will be an above-ground tank, and they said they don't regulate above-ground tanks.
Okay.
That's for local jurisdiction, which is me.
So are you okay with this?
Yeah, so we kind of laughed. They're like, oh, I'll allow it, you know.
Right.
Now, there's certain standards we got to follow, markings and
right,
electricity and things like that.
Like that, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Well, yeah, I'd be in favor of installing. You think 1,000 gallons is what you want?
I'd like to go with 1,000. I mean, that just, if we run out, it'll just come sooner. This has a little cell device on it,
right,
and it reports back to his office, and it'll report to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it'll take
I'm pretty familiar with the way your reading systems work and everything, having done it all those years. Yeah, I'd be in favor of it. Making the motion to,
it's 311.
You know, to allow your tank now. And of course, the resolution would be predicated, that we are checking out and finding all, that we have all the legal steps taken to make sure.
It's all clear. I mean, it really is on me for an above ground tank.
Okay. At least we're there.
And it's all fire code.
Yeah, and with a, with a.
It does have to go through our building department too.
Yeah, and with a cost not to exceed, what you think $600 would be?
Well, we said $1,000 just to make sure.
Yeah, maybe $1,000 for electrical, just to make sure you've got it up.
And maybe we can,
right.
We can run it right out of the barn.
Yeah, run.
And knowing that, that there's always theft problems or, and things of that nature, no matter where you're putting anything, will there be any kind of, I mean, I don't know how these work when you're getting to something as large, I don't own a diesel.
You should be able to lock the tanks on.
So because you guys don't have a fenced in or gated perimeter, and you, you know, how will that be secure to save obviously the diesel and don't having people trespassing?
Yeah, the tanks will lock up with a padlock. We're also going to put the electrical switch inside the
shock. No, sorry.
Yeah, we'll put the switch on the inside.
Put the shocker.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was in, if there had to be something additional cost that they were considering that at the board level, if you had to add anything extra.
Yeah, if it becomes bad, we'll deal with that.
Well, I wouldn't want angry firemen coming after me, right. But I'm just saying that, you know, for safety purposes, you know.
Okay, so request for the resolution. Would you second it?
I'll second it. Okay.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Yes.
Resolution what?
17-311.
Okay. What do you have next, Chief?
That is all I have. Okay. Anybody got any questions? Fire Department? Ron, any questions?
I do not.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then we'd like to thank Ron for coming and hanging out with us tonight. I think a lot of you know that there. Ron DeLozier. Okay. Since we're ready for you, Lawrence Smith.
Yeah.
Do you want to
That's a good laugh. All right. I don't have the resolution number, but I need a resolution to get rid of the three old cruisers.
17-308.
I'll take it. two of the Chargers and then one of the Crown Vics. I believe Aaron has the VIN numbers.
Are you going to keep any of the Chargers?
No.
Okay.
No. God, no.
It costs us too much money.
Yes.
What would you say, just out of curiosity, because I want to bring something up real quickly. We just got four new cruisers in yesterday. It was a pretty sight watching that truck pull in and unload them. Cost-wise, I don't know if you have it in front of you. Can you elaborate on what kind of cost we were putting in maintenance?
Well, we actually did really good this year, probably with the addition of the new ones we got last year.
The three other ones from last year.
Right. I appropriated $18,000 this year, and I think we just hit seven.
Okay.
And that's all Crown Vic.
And then
stuff.
The year before that, we were bleeding with maintenance.
We were about $16,000, $17,000
the year before.
And maintenance? Yes.
Okay.
Maintenance,
so
repairs.
With the new vehicles, of course, we got bumper-to-bumper guarantees on those, or warranties. So the only service that we would be paying would be
oil changes, tire rotations. That's it.
Okay.
So we'll save money there.
Essentially, you're going to have for the newer vehicles. It's going to the savings in maintenance is going to really pay a minimum 25-30% of your.
Oh, easy.
Operational costs.
Probably maybe more than that.
Maybe more.
Yeah, that's
on. So it only makes good sense to try to upgrade them out of things.
Well, the other thing, good thing is, I know we get those crazy storms from time to time, but all these are the all-wheel drive. They're going to be better on gas because they're six cylinders and they're not the V8 motor in there. And the Chargers, that's Chargers, right? What was those?
Chargers.
Chargers,
yes.
Yeah. So we definitely better fuel economy and savings there. So all of that makes a difference.
Yeah, that would be a lot better fuel economy than the Crown Victorias do. They're notoriously pretty hungry for gas. So, you know. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be 312, I believe. that right? Next resolution?
No, no.
So it's 308.
308.
308?
Yes.
I heard you say 308. I'd like to make a resolution 17-308 that we extend to allow the chief to sell the two Crown. Was it
one Crown Vic, two Chargers?
Yes. Do you have a second?
Yes, I have. I'll second.
Don.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Now, those will be sold preferably to another agency.
Okay.
That way we don't have to take the old light bars off.
Right.
Otherwise, it specifies in the resolution, we would strip it and then put it on back to us.
Okay. So that's our secondary source if there's not an agency that wants to,
right,
to work with us? Okay.
The questions on that? I have the monthly stats for September. 76 accident reports. 137 citations, 111 warnings given, 67 offense reports taken, 965 dispatch runs, 426 pickup runs, 9,828 miles that were driven, 55 court cases, 46 vehicles impounded, and 8 of those were released in September.
How many were released?
8. Well, that's just September. I mean, that doesn't include, it doesn't necessarily fall in the same month.
Okay, so out of that, if we charge the $50 that we get back that helps pay for the cars, that's $2,300 from towing.
Yeah.
That applies to these new vehicles. Before, we never had that fee where we weren't charging a fee as other townships and villages on impound fees. Mm-hmm. The tow truck company would get their fee, but we didn't get a fee for administration by the time we called the tow truck, do all the paperwork. So some time ago, I know there's some new faces, we started charging a fee, and we're finding that those fees also obviously help cover the cost of the new vehicles.
Yeah, we're probably at about a 70% rate where they come and pick them up.
Okay.
70 to 80.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good for that time period, 2,300 roughly.
Yeah.
And then realizing the fact we didn't have this towing fees and things in place until last year, mm-hmm. So it's been a substantial help in the operation for the police department for sure.
And yeah, it does give us money that we don't have to ask, yep, the taxpayers for.
Yep, absolutely, that's good. Okay, what do you have next?
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for all the efforts you're putting in with the block watches and things like that. That's a really big deal. And some of them get a little contentious from time to time. I think you handle it quite well.
One way to put it.
Yes. So we thank you for that. Okay, next would be Jessica Rice. Will you filling up the par tonight? She's had a couple of friends and family members pass away in the last couple of days. I'm going to admire her for being here, frankly. So.
We're going to talk trash.
Okay. Well, me too.
When it was decided not to go into the consortium and stuff like that, I called and talked to Eric DeHaze about our trash dumpsters on site here and at 192's. And they said for the two trash dumpsters, it would be $220 a month. $135 a month for the one here and $85 a month for the one at 192's. I just need to make sure or know if it's okay with you guys, if that's what you want to do, or if you want to see if we can shop around some or what you would like.
Especially we're spending taxpayers' dollars. I'd like to see Rumpke or someone else, since we are now going to start paying a fee like this. That's me. I'd like to see what else is out there. Maybe this is a good deal. I don't know.
Okay. I will do that.
Jim, do you need the bigger one down here? Do you still want to use it? Or can we go back to using the same size as what they got up at 192?
No. When you're talking dumpsters for all of our trash?
Yeah. I know that we use a lot of it. You use it a lot.
The size that we have out here, we're capable of using when we can. A lot of times we end up picking up so much, right, illegally dumped stuff in the alleys. it won't go anywhere near the dumpster, and then we have to take it to 665.
Right.
The size that we have here, I wouldn't go any smaller.
Right, whatever it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't go any smaller.
That was kind of my thought, that you need to get bigger.
Is that smaller one working out okay with you, Mr. Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to maybe get at least a couple more bids on it. We do have the free service with local till the end of the year, and since, you know, it was a decision was made not to go with the consortium and everything, I knew there would be, you know, some financial burden for us to pay. That plus being the newsletter, we're going to have to deal with that, as you and I have talked about. So I guess for everything you give up, you got to pay for something else, don't you? Mm-hmm. So
I will do that. The next thing I had was the printer. We never passed a resolution to accept the printer, and I'm still talking to the Pastor Womack at Central Baptist Church to see if they want to accept that printer, the one that was donated to the township.
Right.
Do we even need to have a resolution if we don't accept it? Do we need to accept it to be able to give it? Mm-hmm. So if we
really haven't even accepted it yet, per se.
Since we didn't accept it.
Well, I thought in the last one, since you explained what it would need and the cost, and it wouldn't be cost efficient, that we wasn't going to accept it, and we were going to check to see if Central Baptist Church wanted to take it.
Correct.
We would just say, go ahead and take it.
There hasn't been a time for the two of us to actually get together to go over and look at it.
Right.
And he was able to today, but I was at a funeral, so he said possibly tomorrow.
Okay. So then at this point, I wouldn't say that we would consider taking it.
No. No.
So then I would say that it would be, if we're not accepting this, then it's at free will if we want to.
Yeah.
If he wants to accept it.
It hadn't even gone into township inventory at all. Yet. Mm-hmm. So.
Not at all.
You know, why create something and then have to take it back out?
Yeah.
That's my theory on this.
The other thing I had was limited home rule. I'd like to talk about that briefly, and if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Limited home rule is one of those things that can only benefit the township. It's not going to raise your taxes. It's not going to cost any additional tax monies or anything like that. It's beneficial to do different things like clean up junk cars, clean up abandoned homes. It can be beneficial when businesses come into the township. It will give the trustees the ability to actually create incentives for businesses to come into the township. And more businesses in the township means more tax dollars to the residents. Can I look at one of yours? I ran out. There's a lot of concern. Some people were concerned that it would give the township trustees too many avenues to do different things. And one of the biggest things is with Franklin County, we have to go by what Franklin County has on their books. We can't create any new laws, and we can't create any other new taxes or anything like that. We have to follow what they already have in place. With limited home rule, we can actually put those things in place faster. And what would normally take Franklin County about 6 months to 2 years, we can do in 3 months to 6 months. We can expedite those procedures. We would still utilize the county prosecutor and Ron O'Brien's office, but a lot of stuff we can handle in-house. So it would be very beneficial. I passed out this, so if you guys wanted to read more about it, if you have any more questions about it, we're having another open discussion about it on October the 26th to Thursday evening from 6:30 to 7:30, I think, 6:30 to 8, at Central Baptist Church at 1955 Frank Road. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them now, or you're more than welcome to come to the open meeting.
So we're looking for votes on this? Or
I'm
businesses or
I'm sorry?
Business votes.
Residents. It's on the ballot.
It's on the ballot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this makes a lot of sense to me from reading it.
It would be beneficial, for sure.
Absolutely.
So if there's no questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
We had a meeting last Thursday, is that right, at the church?
Yes, the 19th.
Yeah, I couldn't attend. I had two people go, and one of the ladies told me that at that meeting there was discussed a figure for hiring a person to run this. Is that true or not true?
For the time being, it's going to be somebody within the township.
At that meeting, was $60,000 a year thrown out as a figure for how much that person would be paid?
What was said? I can answer if that's okay.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm the one that said that. A lot of times when people are splitting hairs, when we say this doesn't cost you anything, it doesn't cost the taxpayers any more money that we're asking for money from the taxpayers. I threw out a figure, if we hired someone and you paid them benefits and you hired someone, roughly, if we were looking to hire someone, it could be $60,000. Just throwing it out there. Could our general fund support that? And the answer was yes, it could. Are we planning on hiring someone for that? We think we can definitely do it in-house and not have to do that. At some point, if there was a lot that we needed to do, I would look at hiring someone part-time that would want to do this. Like, give you a perfect example. We have Jeff Francis that is going most likely retire after 35 years? 33 years. So he knows this township inside and out. If we needed a code enforcement person, we would be able to hire someone part-time so many days a week. We're forward thinking about, if this is something that passes, what would it cost the township? Could the township afford it? And the answer would be yes. We would not be asking for any money to do this. This would be monies that come out of the general fund to pay for that. I don't know if I answered your question.
Well, it's just a different stance because four meetings ago at the most, between three and four meetings ago, I asked the exact same question, and I was told there would be none.
I'm just saying that someone asked me, and I said if we were, they were worried that it would cost the township something, and I said if we were to put someone on, if we were, I could not see where this would cost the township more than $60,000 a year.
And if you decided it would be whoever's on the board at that particular time would be the three of you would decide, I mean, basically.
It would be whoever the board is up here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, correct. It wouldn't be one person making that.
No, I understand that. I just want to make sure it would be a board decision.
And it's just, Mike, what it's doing is, even though we're saying, at this point, we're looking at this, it costing us no money, you have to be smart enough to, and I'm not saying you're not, don't get it. I have to be smart enough to think ahead and say, okay, if I'm wrong, can the township afford to put someone on full-time to handle that? And the answer to that would be yes.
Okay, I just needed to ask the question because this lady came back to me.
No problem.
This, and I told her, I'm not sure she...
Yeah, and I was the one that made that comment.
Okay.
Would we get anything in return for this?
Yes.
I mean, if that supposedly say $60,000, are we going to get something back on that?
Go ahead. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of different things we can get. The incentives for the businesses is a huge one. The other thing is when we go to write grants and things like that, it will help with the grant writing, and it'll help put us at a better level. It'll also bring in township funds as when we have to, if we need to tear down a house or we need to clean up different things, we can assess people's properties taxes, and that will also bring town funds back into the township. Just beautifying other people's property will bring up your property values as well.
Barry, that's a good question because basically what this would be, yes, Mike, I'm going to use the $60,000 mark. It's an investment. But what it brings in is going to be projected to be a lot more than the $60,000. And the thing is, we can split hairs and say one way or the other. We need it. I honestly believe I'm a business person, and I can definitely, it's just like when we put the fees on for the towing, it brought revenue in. It's going to be the same thing with this. It definitely isn't going to take, if we know, and I'm using 60 as just a fair number, if we know it's going to cost us 60, the sky's the limit on what we can actually bring in. Depending upon, as Jessica said, the different things, it is going to bring in some amount. There is going to be a monies that's going to come in. We just don't know how much it would be.
Would that all come into the general fund, or would you?
It would come into the general fund. It would come.
You wouldn't split it up into departments.
Well, the general fund can be going. It can go out to different departments that we would say, okay, the board here could say we're going to put so much here, so much there, and so much there. The person that would be hired for that, if we hired someone, that would be coming out of the general fund. So in essence, a portion of the monies that are coming in would be paying for itself.
And monies are coming in for fines?
I didn't understand that. Well, I can't really say for the fines, because we'd have to look at the statute of what the county would say.
Okay.
Are we able to put fines? So I don't want to misspeak on that. But the different monies that could be generated with this, let's say, for instance, if it's helping out the JED, then 70% of that money would go back into, in a JED, 70% of the JED money goes back into the area. Then the 30% would come back to the general fund. So, economic-wise, the way that this would work is if we have a JED and we can entice a business and we have the JED in place, there is a JED board. One trustee sits on the JED board, the rest would be someone from the community. 70% of the money that is collected from the JED has to be used to revitalize that area. So that board would be the board that would decide what are they going to spend the money on. If you have a home rule in place, you can do incentives like, we'll give you a grant to replace your signage up front, or we can do this with the monies. So that entices other companies to want to come in and start opening up and, you know, seeing what can you give me. You know, new sidewalks in front, new signs. I can't run it out of things to think of, but if we can help a business to entice the business to come here, and we have the limited home rule, it's an extra tool in the toolbox.
Prairie Township is a couple years ahead of us. When you cross under 270, you'll see Prairie Township and how nice their roads and their streets and their medians are. When you cross under 270 and you come into the township at Westland Mall area, prime example, storefronts are empty, Westland Mall is a huge beneficial thing for us to do for Westland Mall.
I don't think that's a fair comparison, because I delivered bread in Lincoln Village 30 years ago, and Lincoln Village was always a step ahead of Great Western Shopping Center. It just was. There was just a difference. Well, it was before the other mall was ever even built next door, or whatever you would call that center and everything. So, I mean, I'm just saying, there's always just been a difference. I'm not against or for.
Sure.
I'm still for right now. I mean, but I just don't feel like that's really a fair comparison. It's just, I mean, if I've just been...
Which comparison? I missed it.
I mean, between Lincoln Village, I call it Lincoln Village, may not be called.
Our area?
She said Perry Township.
Prairie.
And then she brought up Great Western Shopping Center, I thought.
Westland,
well, not what you're crossing saying. Over 270, but yeah.
Okay, well, okay,
it's the same thing, Westland Mall area.
See, one of the things, too, with Prairie Township, you know, they have their JED, and they have a JED Z, which I forget exactly how to break it down for the JED Z, but they outlawed it because they said, but they're still grandfathered in, that a JED Z was nothing more than a money grab. Well, with the JED that we would be allowed to get, 70% would have to go in to the area. So what I'm about to say, I could be off on my number, so don't hold me to it. But with Prairie, if you notice on the other side, they put in the flower. I mean, they really keep that up. The monies that come in from that help keep that up, because there is a percentage that they put back in that you have to put in. Even their exit ramps on that side, the flowers that are in the inside, I think they're going to make it end up looking like you would see at Tuttle. Tuttle was one of the first ones where you would get off and it would be commercially mowed and sprinkler systems, and they got sprinkler systems in those. So in that particular area, they've done that. Then, with the monies that they took in, they have to spend in the area. So they were able to put in the new rec center. So with the rec center, they've had, the last I heard, was over 5,000 memberships. So I better be careful how I call it. It's smart business. You're taking money from monies that you got to spend in the area, and you put in this, and then people pay to have, to be a member, and then that money goes back to the general fund. So it was a really, I mean, they were very smart with what they were able to accomplish there. And, I mean, it's just, they don't have a money issue. They don't have a problem there with monies. And as you can see, they're not afraid to invest it heavily into their area. So it's one of those things, if we want to bring up our side, and we have to be able to do something that we can offer something. That side is about 2 years ahead of us now. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, I think that a lot of it too is that some of the point of getting more business coming into the township has a lot to do with the fire department. If we have a good fire department that can respond to fires for businesses and stuff, they're going to be wanting to be in the township. The police department as well. As long as we have a well-equipped police department, people are going to want to come in. When they see that we only have three policemen, you know,
absolutely,
the thieves are going to thrive on us. So I think with that in part, having a good police department and a good fire department is also going to invite businesses into our area, which is also going to generate more money.
Well, I can tell you, sir, from being in business for so many years and attending so many businesses, it's very crucial to have services in your area.
That's
such
right.
Such as a very good fire department, police department, things like that. And if you go to an area that has those assets, then a big business is certainly going to look at you.
Absolutely.
And now one of the things as well, this home rule, it will also benefit you as well, because what it does from a standpoint of a business climate, what it will do, if you go in, most of your businesses know what a limited home rule is, and they know that those ordinances and things, what you have to do, you can't just vote and invoke the home rule and say, boom, we're done. What has to be done is the residents have to keep in touch with the Board of Trustees. This is what we need. Okay, we need, you know, more activity to pick up junk cars, or, you know, the types. The residents can really be a part of an ordinance making situation to invoke the home rule. You just don't vote it and boom,
yeah,
it's there.
Exactly.
You're still until ordinances are written or agreed on by the Board of Trustees and everything, the same thing that you have from a standpoint of code enforcement, that type of thing, is still all in the hands of Franklin County, period. And what have to be decided on. If you had really bad distressed properties, things like that, okay, how are those going to be dealt with? And that's something that they're going to have community input for, and you have to hold your trustees accountable, yeah, to make sure they're doing the right thing. In other words, if there's going to be an ordinance passed here at this head table, you want to try to get involved with it and make sure it's you agree on that ordinance. I think we're getting the JED and home rule all confused and try to conglomerate together. The JED would be a great benefit for neighborhoods, without a doubt. And if you have a thing that's really nagging you about something that's going on in your neighborhood and it's not getting done in a timely fashion and everything, what can happen instead of going through the whole system for, you know, the Franklin County system, which they are understaffed as well. We have one code enforcement officer for our whole area. There's only, Franklin County only has two code enforcement officers for the whole county. So consequently, if we had our own ordinance to whatever you decided to do, go in and clean up trash from property, things of that nature. But, you know, to keep your trustees straight, you need to be involved and know what these ordinances are about. But just to vote it in and do nothing, you have to go another step. You have to get your ordinances in place and everything. So it's not something that's going to come in and hurry you or make you afraid or give somebody too much power if you keep an eye on it. Does that make sense to everybody?
Clear as can be.
And oh, by the way, I am not going to support hiring any new $60,000 person for quite a long time. Okay? And because I think a lot of the things that we do, we've already got in place. We've got our safeguards in place. You know, Mr. Stevens, and you know, all of our guys are on the street now.
And Jim will do it.
And we can get a lot of things, you know, with them, because essentially when it gets right down to it, we have to go out and solve the problem ourselves anyway. So to think that we're going to have a $60,000 or $100,000 person, that ain't going to happen. Not,
no.
Well, we're in the near future, okay?
Right, problem.
Yeah.
No one's saying that.
Okay.
It was basically saying...
No, but it sounds that way.
No. I made it clear. You would have to say, what if?
Right.
If everybody would look at the back of their sheet, I just think I gave out my notes I had on the back of the sheet. No? Okay. All right. Is that it?
I have. Yes. Do you have anything?
Let me see first. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, for? I do.
For me?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes and no.
Yeah.
Mr. Cook, I've been called by residents, talked to by residents that said that you're under the impression that Jessica and I, that I hired
no,
a relative.
I did not say you had hired a relative. I've never said that, John.
Okay. And then what does she make an hour?
I have no idea what she makes an hour.
What do you make an hour?
$14.
That was okay. What the board...
So what?
Because from what I'm getting calls that you're explaining to people false information, and I want to make sure you have the correct information.
I have the correct information, John.
If you have the correct information, then how does someone ask me?
I don't know. The same way you get confused on things.
I didn't know I got confused on anything.
Many things.
But I just want
to
make it clear.
To argue about it.
It's not arguing. I just want to make sure that everyone's clear.
This isn't the place.
It is the place. This is the board needs to make sure that the residents understand that we're not of relation that I'm aware of. And
nobody's
that she's not making $20-some dollars an hour.
Nobody's ever said that.
Okay.
You might ask Erin how much money she's making an hour right now, a time and a half.
Everybody knows that time and a half. I make 14 an hour, which makes it 21 an hour, a time and a half. Go.
And there's limited overtime, too.
Any other questions?
Okay. I guess I got a question since John brought it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
How many people that work for the county works at home.
For the county it works at home?
I mean, for the township, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jessica gets to, when Aaron, blah, blah, blah.
No, I just asked you a number. I didn't ask you to.
I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked that question. I have another question. How many people did we hire to replace Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why didn't
anybody
say anything?
No, I was just making sure. So what? I apologize. You reminded me of a question I needed to ask. Go ahead and ask me that question. Jessica works from home. No, I'm going to make sure everyone knows, because I think we've mentioned this before. There are so many days a week that Jessica has been able to do a lot of her work on her computer, return calls, things of that nature. She's in this office so many days a week, and how many, well, you can explain it better than I can, what days I always...
When I'm in the office, I'm usually here 10 to 12 hours.
Honestly, I just asked for a number.
No,
I purposely phrased it the way I said.
I understand.
How many people...
Okay,
from
we'll
home.
Leave it at that. We'll say one.
I'm not.
Okay.
You're trying to blow this into something.
No, I'm not. It's just I get
like they're over here saying, I work from home. You work from home. You know, we all do things at home, you know, that I asked how many people are
here. Sure. And we can just leave it at that if you don't like. We can leave it at that. One.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I do. Yeah, they don't furnish me a office over here, taxpayers' office. I should want strikes on it. No. Really, the trustees, frankly, have quite a little bit of expenses they put out of their own pockets.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, I do. I have my own little office there at home to communicate. The reality is that I'd probably come here and do more here. But I don't have any place to sit, so.
Mike, I may be wrong.
So I do my own computer thing at home and so forth, yeah.
I was just informed I'm wrong. There is times that we've let some of the staff take the minutes home to get them caught up, and they were working from home to be able to listen to the tape and not hear a phone ring and be able to catch them up. We gave them a certain time that they were allowed to use. So I guess I'd have to say that it's been more than one, if need be.
Okay, so on the back end of that,
me too.
When will we see the rest of the minutes that we're waiting on?
I think we're up to the one major one, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting.
They're not on the website yet.
They're not.
No, I don't think they are up on the website.
Who is going to put those up? Because I've been asked this week about that.
Yeah, well, I think that kind of...
When do we think the people will be able to see them on the website?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I can put them up before then.
Oh, we have to.
We have to.
What
we
about?
Just have to actually
okay, let me ask you this. The ones that we have already sat here and that have been approved.
Yes, I can put those up.
Okay, so those can go up how soon?
By Tuesday.
Okay, so by Tuesday?
By Tuesday.
Okay. I wasn't going to bring it up tonight, since you
know. No, but I'm glad you said that because someone asked me that today that they haven't been up, and I wasn't aware that we didn't have all of the ones that we've approved up, and we need to get them up.
I didn't even sign a sheet tonight.
You're fine.
For a meeting.
No problem.
You brought it up, and so I asked a question.
That's good. That's fine. That's what we're here for.
Okay. Can we move on here now? We'll get... Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Basically, I only have one new thing to bring to light here, and I think trustee should have got a copy of this. Did you get them all a copy of this?
I did.
Yes. Yes.
And this is probably, after you, I'm going to need some input from Chief Welch on this too. Did you get a copy of this or not?
No.
I can give him one.
Yeah, what Swaco is asking the board to establish, we've got recycle bins out here now. Right? Two. Should be two. And they're asking to set up another one on Sullivan Avenue.
Yeah, they came and took those about a year and a half ago, and with no explanation, no warning, nothing. They just came and grabbed them. We would love to have them back.
Well, here's what they're going to do, Jim, and, you know, it's up to the trustees. You know, I told him I had no problem with it if it works for you. What he was going to do was try to set two containers up out there. Mm-hmm. They were looking for strategic places.
And they poured a pad. There's pads there all ready to go.
Yeah.
It's already been okay years ago. Like he says, they just came and took them away.
Okay, so essentially, about the only thing I need to do then is get with
Chief Welker.
Let me finish just a minute here. What they were going to do is try to promote this a little bit, make the residents as much as possible out in the area that the dumpsters that were there and available. They were even going to try to contact, they got the mayor's name from me at Valley View and make them aware that they could bring the recyclers there if they so desired. And I said, okay, I'll bring that to the attention of the trustees.
It's going to be a busy place because they removed a lot of recycling containers from all over. One's down in Westgate are gone, so the whole entire area is scrambling for place. That's why these here are so busy.
Okay. So you think, I mean, are you in favor of having them brought back to you?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Would
can I speak to that? For those of you who don't know, I'm Ron DeLoger. I'm the union president for the fire department. We're a bunch of guys that were pretty upset when they took those out.
Right.
And we're really excited to have them back if they want to put them back.
Okay.
Like the chief said, though, it's going to be a very busy place.
Yeah.
And those dumpsters are right by all of our personal vehicles.
Okay.
So these are kind of out of the way. You don't have too much traffic around the back side of the building. Hopefully not for those dumpsters. That's going to draw a lot of traffic and a lot of people around our personal vehicles 24 hours a day, really. A lot of our clientele is up pretty late. So if they do go in, is it possible to visit fencing that area off where our personal vehicles are and moving those dumpsters to a different location, or at least locating the dumpsters a different spot on that property?
I think it would be wise if you, he pulled up Google Earth for, you know, for the station there and mm-hmm. so forth. He had a couple of specific places in mind there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that he liked the spot out there by the building, you know,
mm-hmm.
Pullhorn type thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that, would that be something that would be workable out there, Ron? Or?
Yeah, I think so. It would just be a matter of looking where we could get them and where we could kind of block off our parking lot a little bit while still keeping access open to it.
Right. Is that something?
Yeah, we can explore putting them on the other side of the pole barn, too. I mean, there's gravel there, there's a foundation.
There's gravel there where their truck runs in.
Yeah,
that would sod or grass and stuff, grassy areas.
It would stay completely out of the way out there in the front.
Yeah.
One question that I would say, more of a statement, this is big business in recycling.
Yeah, it is.
So what I would do, it behoove of us to just say, yes, go ahead and do this before we find out, because now they're wanting to charge us for the dumpster. So what I would do is find out who's going to give us the best deal before we let them bring in.
No, there will be no charge.
Exactly. The reason it's no charge is because they make money from our recyclable.
That's correct.
So if the best person is going to give us trash service does not want any recycle, then yes, I'd say go ahead and let them put the recycle in. But I would first, because you have a bargaining chip, they come to you going, it costs you no money, this, because they make a lot of money from recyclable. They don't know that you know that. So if you use that as a...
He's fully aware that I know that, yeah.
Right. If you use that as a bargaining chip when Jessica is looking at the different pricing from different companies, we may find that if we give them two dumpsters for recycling, we might get one extra dumpster free.
That's a possibility.
So I wouldn't say yes to this right away without first finding out what other places would do, and if we allow them to have the recycle.
Well, as long as you don't sign a contract, you can have them pulled whenever you want.
Right, but it's better
you
to do.
You do have a bargaining chip there, you're right. But, you know, if you want something back immediately.
Well, if it, you know, the thing is, collectively, we'll find out from Jessica to see if this even makes a difference with the bargaining chip. If it doesn't make a difference, then shoot, yeah, go ahead and put it there. Either way, we can still get it there in overnight almost, because they'll come in and bring them in. It's not going to slow the process.
They were looking to try to get them in before, you know, between the 15th and 15th of November and the 1st. So.
Sure. I'm sure whoever we would go with
would do the same. If you want to speak with him there, feel free to. Albert's his name.
Yeah, I'll give him a call. I think these guys are right. Put him on the other side of the pole barn. That's would be a nice area.
Out by the roadway.
And if he's coming up, I really haven't read his whole thing over here yet. If he's looking for a long-term contract or something, just tell him you'll have to get back with the board on that.
Yeah, that's your guys'.
Okay.
I don't think they either do a contract. They just set them in.
I think so. Okay. Okay, that's about all the new thing I had to bring up tonight. John, did you have anything further?
The only thing is Broadlawn area is going to have the trash. They're going to pick up different areas. We're having where you can bring your trash here. And, Jim, the dumpsters will be set here for next weekend. Is that correct?
They're being brought in tomorrow.
Dumpsters are coming in tomorrow.
Okay.
For cleanup day in the areas, and then you guys are going to go pick it up and bring it back for the dumpsters. And then the actual cleanup day for the township is the 28th, as well as drug take back day and all the other stuff on the 28th.
So they can bring their stuff here?
And tires and things like that.
How about paint? Most people, do you have to open the cans? I had people ask me, they had some old cans of paint.
They actually have pickup days for solvents and paints. The majority of the time what they tell you to do is just take the lid off and let it dry up.
Okay.
But we won't be taking that here.
That's what I'm asking.
They have special places.
No, they have special places for that. And, okay. And actually that's on our website, at least it used to be.
Okay.
Well, on the newsletter it tells you your hazardous waste collection points anyway. So if you get any inquiry on that, John, just tell me.
Sure.
Post it on that newsletter.
Okay.
On the back of that newsletter.
Okay. Yes. And I have many questions.
Along with the dates that they've accepted.
I'm glad to see a lot of people do read the newsletters, because as I go around door to door, a lot of people comment about different things that were in the newsletter. And, you know, and this is one of the questions about cleanup day. Can they bring paint? And I thought maybe, I remember hearing if you take the lids off and let them dry, but I wanted to get confirmation.
Paint, you can actually just put kitty litter in it. It'll soak it up and absorb it, and then it can go in the trash.
Okay. With the cat?
Not with the cat.
I got a cat. I like to put it closed up in a paint kit.
Can you use old kitty litter?
Use kitty litter, I can't say.
Because that would be recycling.
Did we get the cleanup date put in the newsletter?
Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
The 28th.
Yep. And
Broadlawn is going to do theirs this weekend.
For the 28th.
Okay. Sat there. Don, did you have anything you wanted to bring up?
I talked to County Prosecutor Nick Sewells, and he's still waiting for you to set a date, but they wanted a meeting with the three trustees. I'm wondering why we're not setting a date.
The date is open any time that they want to get back with me. It's there.
He's waiting for you to set a date up.
The date, I requested a date, and neither one. You said you wanted a nighttime meeting. John said he wanted a daytime meeting. You folks never came
and
to
I sent you an email, said it as soon as possible. I don't care.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get this into this.
Let me
you're
finish,
really trying
me,
to turn that into.
Let me
finish,
Ralph.
Okay, sir.
I am available any day, any time.
Okay.
And Nick is waiting for you to set the time and the day.
I'll email him and see how fast you want to jump on it then.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. You know, I just can't. They wanted to come back down and point and clear up a few things and everything. And I just, you know, if somebody's wanting to use that as a political gain or something like that, anything, in my opinion, that has no relevance to anything, why that thing should be drummed up until after this election's over.
There's no political gain there. Nick Sewell sent you an email and asked
you. He did not send me an email. I sent him an email. I cut it off the chain of conversation.
Okay.
Well, I will. I'll email him again and see if he's in a rush to come down now, and I'll get back with you. Okay. Is there any further questions from the audience, or did everybody get everything covered that they needed to know?
Amar is wanting to speak.
Beg your pardon?
Amar?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Come on up.
How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
We're doing great.
So, you know, I have the project on 297 Georgesville. Okay. It's the cigar lounge.
Oh, yeah.
That we've been working on for the last 3 years at least or so. We're getting ready to open probably here in 2 or 3 months, I'm hoping, by the beginning of the year, January. So what we did, you know, about a year and a half ago, we applied for the Economic Development Transfer Form for the TREX. And, you know, we had that signed and applied for it and bought the license. Come to find out that we weren't ready to open and wound up losing the whole thing and cost us a lot of money. But so I decided to wait until the whole project is done before we can apply again. So we're doing that now and asking the board and see if we can get that signed and move forward with it.
Okay. I think a sign approval has to come from the county. That's all. Am I right on that, Jim?
That'd be zoning, yeah.
It has any to go
sign. For the TREX transfer?
Yeah. Well, what are you...
It's for the tricks for the liquor control.
Did you already get the okay from them?
Yeah, they're fine.
So we as a board have to say yay or nay.
Right.
We have come across us before.
Yeah, okay, the liquor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a sign out.
Oh, no, that's done.
You put me on that once.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that all done.
Okay.
So basically what we need to do is collectively of a board give you a resolution to say yes to have a, even though you got the liquor license, but Franklin Township approves for you to have the liquor license.
Yes, sir.
There.
Yeah.
So I would like to make a resolution number 17320. I should have just looked right there. 17312. That we would approve the liquor license for
the Royale Cigar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here, yes, you got his name there. So.
Yes. So do you need them to actually sign?
I do.
Well, we need to go down.
We're not actually approving the liquor license.
The transfer.
We are agreeing the transfer of it, and you have to get the rest of it.
Absolutely.
The
yes, sir. Right. Yep. Yeah.
You know, you do have to go through the liquor board.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I got an attorney working on that already. So.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
So the only thing we need is your signature before we can.
That's correct. That's correct.
Do we have a second for the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'll second.
Ralph seconds. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. Now.
Right.
Now it's approved.
I think that.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Looks like January 1st.
No kidding.
As soon as we get that liquor
done. It really made that place look good.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man, we dumped so much money in there.
Really?
We did.
What is it?
Well, it's a cigar lounge. Look how much we got in there.
Yeah, cigar lounge.
And that doesn't include the...
You better be selling some stuff.
I'm telling you.
By the water.
Okay.
You still going to cook food in the trailer?
Well, you know what happened? I don't know if you guys know this or not. You probably heard of it. Somebody stole the trailer.
Yeah. Did they know?
Out of the car wash.
I had one built specially for us so we can do the cooking outside. And, you know, it's been sitting for 2 years and we're getting ready to open and they just stole it about a month ago.
Wow.
And they found it on Weber.
We probably need
They've gutted the whole thing out.
We probably need a copy of this, don't we? Or
yes, sir. Of course.
Okay.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. Yep. Not, that's the first time I've met you, so it's not.
Yes, easy. Please do.
Because you know Willard then, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I figured you guys, like, maybe hit the gym together. Or...
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything further from the audience?
Thank you.
If not, I would move for adjournment.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Proud?
Yes.
Yeah. Don. Don? Don, do you agree? Yes? Yes. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your tax dollars at work there, Mike.
$8.50.
Yeah.